grow the longest nail?
You have 10 weeks. Your time starts now.
Genuinely excellent news for me, because I have strangely long big toes.
How did Tim get on?
I couldn't do this one.
For religious reasons?
No, but I've got a note of exemption. Do you want me to read it?
Yes, please.
To whom it may concern, Tim Key was employed as an actor in Daniel Kitson's production of Tree at the Old Vic Theatre in London. The character he portrayed was a nervous man who would bite his nails anxiously. As such, he was unable to undertake the task. Thank you, Jennifer Tate.
I saw Tree.
Yeah,
you were with me that night.
Yeah.
It's a fabulous play. I was enthralled, The Guardian. But but you wore shoes throughout.
Yes.
So
I
you could
that.
Have grown a toenail.
You have to have like a backstory to the character. And so I was biting them as well at like.
What were you hoping was going to come out of the whole excuse note thing?
Well, I thought there'd be like a general voided round.
I'm not going through that to have it voided off.
Eat me, fastest wins. Sheesh.
Hey,
Oh, man, I hate eggs.
Eat me, fastest wins.
Eat me.
Well, that's not gonna work, is it? Am I gonna eat it raw?
I do need to warn the people at home that you shouldn't eat raw eggs.
I knew I wasn't going to win this one, so I thought I'd actually enjoy it.
Mm. 10 minutes 46 to eat an egg.
Took a hit on that one, mate. Took a hit on it.
Get this coconut as far from here as possible.
You may not touch the ground.
I am touching the ground.
You're touching the rug at the moment. You're okay at the moment.
You may not step on anything more than once.
The coconut may not travel by car. You have 20 minutes. Your time starts now.
So I can't touch the ground?
No, thank you.
Jesus. Right, okay.
So you're now off the rug. You can't go back on the rug.
Still on the carpet. Still part of my first step.
I'm going to have to throw it over the gate.
OK.
Go! Go!
Yes!
Go! Go!
So you're on that mat.
I'm on the mat. I'm going to try and chuck this over there.
OK. I'm just going to make sure there's no one standing over there.
Yep. Hold on to your butt.
Grand final.
I will say that it rolled back quite close to you. You could have thrown it again, back inside. That was the end of it.
4 minutes left. There were 4 minutes.
Work out what happens when you flick this switch on.
You may not take the switch out of this room.
Your time starts now.
There's a live wire there and a neutral wire there, coming over there. It's gaffer tape today.
Oh, I mean, so I'm allowed to flick it.
Is that so that but that goes there? Where what's that? Is that just something like is that connected to the task or is it something completely out? There's another plug there. Well, I tell you what, if I flick that switch off, then nothing will happen when I flick that switch. Nothing happens when you flick that switch. Stop the clock. That's my final answer. Nothing happens. No, maybe it's not my final answer.
Oh,
Nothing happens. That's, I mean, unless it's something that happens somewhere else.
If that prick was electrocuted in the studio, we'd flip that.
Take that, you fizzy. Now, aren't you fizzing in that chair? You're fizzing on your concrete power commode. Take that. I hope those teeth fall out your head. It shouldn't take much. Hopefully, the answer is you flick the switch and Greg gets electrocuted and those rotten pistachio he calls teeth just all just rattle about and fall out of his head. That's my final answer.
Hello, Paul.
How'd you do, Alex?
I'm OK. I'm just going to put this through there. Is that all right?
Oh, my God, I'm only 5 foot.
Yes, me too. Comfortable?
Yeah, it's pretty comfortable, yeah.
OK. Thank you, Joe. Good luck.
Divert the sand from bucket A into bucket B.
You may not touch the sand. You may not move the buckets. You may not leave the room.
Most sand diverted into bucket B wins. Your time stops when the sand stops. Sand stops.
So this goes through there.
Oh, could you have my tea, please?
No.
What do you mean?
I'm not authorised. Can I just...
Hang on about. Right, what's the game here? What is it? What, I've got these. Right, what? Oh, where's the clue? Luna!
You may not move the buckets, you may not leave the room.
Oh, you... Oh, I've touched the bucket. Oh.
You may not touch the sand. You may not move the bucket.
Move the buckets. I thought I said touch the buckets. I absolutely moved that bucket. I absolutely moved the bucket. Can I move the bucket back? I mean... That was there, wasn't it? This has gone terribly wrong. You may not touch the sand. I've done that. You may not move the buckets. Done that. You may not leave the room. OK, let's do that as well. What a waste of everyone's time, you idiot!
Push a melon up the slide and into the caravan with these breadsticks.
Only breadsticks may touch the melon at any point.
There is a bonus point for the fewest breadsticks used.
You may not adjust the slide.
No, that slide. Oh, there's the breadsticks. Fastest wins, your time starts now.
Obviously, I'm gonna have to try and go with one. Instantly.
Two, I'm gonna go for two. I see the problem. Only breadsticks may touch the metal.
Yes, yes.
At any point.
At any point. I'm massively in trouble now.
Okay, now I have to pick it up chopstick-like. To get it back. I think this is harder than I thought it'd be.
Yeah.
Can I have some more breadsticks?
These are all push-up breadsticks. Okay?
So those 10 are unused breadsticks?
They were used to put the melon...
Manoeuvre
the melon into position.
Put them together. I've given up on the bonus.
This is better.
Okay, okay.
I still don't know how you're getting the melon up on the slide.
Neither do I.
I've stopped the clock. How many do you think you used?
One, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, 14 and a half. So
yeah, I think if you've used half a breadstick, that's a breadstick.
You think half a breadstick's a breadstick?
I think half a breadstick's a breadstick.
Just write down 15 breadsticks. I'm off carbs.
Is that right?